Leading up requires you to know yourself, but it also requires you to know your leader. How does your boss assimilate new information? You see, leading up requires you to influence your supervisors or your boss. Now, as they say, if you confuse, you lose. People process information differently. Some leaders are visual, some leaders process information auditorially, while some like to make sense of new information through dialogue and questions. Here's the deal. Bottom line, you need to know and learn your leader. Your boss, are they a visual learner? Well, it would be helpful to have a flow chart and a diagram. It might be helpful to have a PowerPoint presentation to help them stay focused. Is your boss data-driven or story-driven? Does your supervisor thrive in long discussion-based meetings or short bullet point meetings? Would you say your boss likes to be grabbed in the hall for an impromptu debrief or an extended lunch, or do they want a formal sit-down? Here's the deal. Learning your boss includes issues of timing and learning styles and more. As a leader, you might have a very high IQ or intelligence quotient. Good for you. But learning your boss also requires us to increase our EQ or emotional quotient. Leading up means that we become as wise as serpent and as innocent as doves. Keep in mind that we tend to communicate with others in the way we wished we would be communicated to. For example, listen, I'm a process guy. I would love to see the flow of traffic. Therefore, I overtly share how the flow of traffic or the process pieces will play out. Now, I personally could care less about the finances. I live process. I love process. Knowing the answer to the question, who are you as a leader, is important. However, a more strategic question might be, who are your leaders? Leaders tend to fall into two larger buckets, vision or data. Leaders are typically vision-driven or data-driven. Vision-driven leaders, generally speaking, tend to be characterized by these words: definite, certain, sure, convinced, unquestionable, undoubting, spontaneous, and restless. Now, on the flip side, data-driven leaders tend to be characterized by the following words: doubtful, suspicious, unconvinced, cynical, hesitant, questioning, unbelieving, and may hold a dissenting view. So far, we have these two big buckets, right? Vision-driven and data-driven leaders. Now, within those two larger buckets of vision-driven or data-driven, there are an even deeper breakdown. Each big bucket has two types of leaders. Now, vision-driven leaders can either be performance-oriented or people-oriented, while data-driven leaders can either be pennies-oriented or process-oriented. So, leaders typically fall into one of these two big categories, vision or data. Within these, there are four types of categories: performance and people, or pennies and process. We're gonna discuss each of these four categories. Now, we're gonna start by differentiating between the two vision types, performance and people. Performance-driven leaders thrive on making big moves. The lens through which they see the world is achievement. They want to see ministry move forward. These types of leaders see potential growth as paramount. Performance leaders get fired up to take the hill, and they have a win-at-all-costs perspective. Now, if there is a plan to make it bigger or a strategy to make it better, performance-driven leaders are all ears and they're likely at the edge of their seat. Now let's contrast this with people-driven leaders. People-driven leaders are motivated by life change. The lens through which they see the world is story. They need to know how this organizational change will bring about life change. People-driven leaders want to know what transformation will happen in people's lives. These types of leaders are most interested in having the compelling narrative defined and how this change will directly help people moving forward. People-driven leaders long to connect the mission to a deeper storyline. Now listen, if there is a plan to bring about life change, people-driven leaders, they are all ears, and they're likely at the edge of their seats. Okay, now as we transition our discussion from visionary leaders to more data-conscious leaders, you need to keep one important fact in mind. Visionary leaders are often quite optimistic. Data-driven leaders, on the other hand, are often cautious and skeptical. Vision-driven leaders, visionary leaders, are eager to make bold moves and they want to leap off the edge of their seat. But data-driven leaders, in contrast, will need to be coaxed to come to the edge of their seats and be encouraged to take risks. If vision-driven leaders can either be performance or people-driven, data-driven leaders tend to focus on the pennies or the process. And we're going to take a look at these tendencies of data-driven leaders. Now, there are certain leaders, the ones that I would like to be called the pennies. These leaders are most concerned with stewardship and budgeting. Leaders who are pennies leaders, they're concerned with pennies and they want to keep track of every single penny and make sure that every single line item is accounted for financially. These leaders will ask questions like, is this the wisest use of kingdom resources? Leaders in this category will probe by asking, is there a more efficient way of doing this? Another common question might be, is this the right time according to the budget? You see, pennies leaders, they lead with caution as they ask, should we wait until the next quarter or next budget cycle? Now listen, one of the first questions out of a penny-driven leader might be, where's the money coming from? Now listen very carefully to me. In an upcoming module, we're going to be discussing how you can sacrifice some of your very own budget for an idea. And this will be music to the ears of a penny-conscious leader. Now, here's another common question that will inevitably be asked by a penny-minded leader. Was this idea thought of before the budgets were drawn up? Now, pause with me for a moment. If you are personally, if you are a vision-driven leader who is leading up to a particularly penny-pinching boss, you might find questions like these quite off-putting, or you might feel as if you're instantly being shut down. Listen to me, you can't think of it like this. These types of leaders, these penny leaders, are not shutting you down. They're being themselves, and they're leading according to who they are. These leaders are not prone to spontaneity, and they typically feel safe within the lines of the budget. Now, contrast this with more vision-minded leaders who often feel constrained and even annoyed by matters as trivial as the budget. Now, our final leader fits into the data-driven category, but it's far more concerned, this leader, with process than they are pennies. Process-oriented leaders they're concerned with systems and structure and flow of traffic and more. Process leaders love the internal gear systems of the church. Now, because of this, these leaders intuitively know that if a seemingly isolated change, how it could cause a massive monkey wrench to the entire church. Process leaders are going to ask questions like, how does this fit into the bigger picture? They will want an explanation of how this change will gel and coalesce with the rest of the current ministries. Process-oriented leaders abhor unicorns and aberrations. To them, there is a method to ministry. Shiny objects and random squirrels mess things up. Process leaders think long range. A leader strong in process. They're gonna ask that multi-site question. Will this change be implemented across all ministries and all campuses? Process leaders are concerned with system-wide changes. Here's the deal. Systems thinking leaders are not siloed thinking. They don't like siloed thinkers. And they are interested not in what one area can do with their own show. You see, process-oriented leaders want to know, how will this work structurally? They understand the domino effects that could take place. Listen to me. Process leaders crave order, predictability, and scale. Bottom line, you must do your homework and know your leader if you're going to be successful at leading up.